Well, okay. I saw this really interesting quote the other day. I was just browsing through the news online and I noticed that Angelina Jolie says there is nothing nice about being single. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Shio.
And I'm the other host, Bessa Shio.
And this is the place where we want to encourage all the couples out there to just stay together, know that it is possible to be happy. Pesa and I have actually been together for 13 years, and we have four children. So we are just so glad that you guys are here. And again, we want to be a source of inspiration for you guys because it seems like everywhere we look in pop culture, they're just saying we need to divorce. So, anyway, hope you guys are having a great week. And again, we are just so, so happy to have you. I cannot believe this podcast is played on so many different platforms. We've got Stitcher. You can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog. You can also connect with us on Facebook, which is
Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes, Live Your Best Marriage Facebook page. And also, I'm on Twitter, so you can find me at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
So we love to connect with you guys. And of course, you can always give us a rating on our podcast, and we love comments too.
Awesome.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
I saw this really interesting quote the other day. I was just browsing through the news online and I noticed that Angelina Jolie says there is nothing nice about being single.
Oh, wow.
And that was like a really huge surprise to me because I know that she's divorcing her husband, Brad Pitt.
They are divorcing?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
It said they had separated like about a year ago and they're still finalizing their divorce. And so when I came across this quote, I was like, wow, this is just super interesting because aren't we usually told the grass is greener on the other side? I mean, aren't we usually encouraged to take that route?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we're not happy in our marriage.
Yes.
We're told that being single is actually like so much better. We'll be way happier.
There's somebody better out there.
Yeah. So, or you would out, like, you would rather even be alone than be with someone that you're constantly, like, that you're not getting along with.
Yes.
So, and this is not to put them down in any way. That's not why I'm bringing this
but,
up.
But it's like you are just shocked for her to say that publicly while she's actually going through a divorce.
Yeah, I was totally shocked because this is someone who has won an Oscar. She can travel anywhere, anytime she wants. She can buy anything she wants. Like,
so she has her freedom.
She has everything. She has her freedom. So,
quote unquote.
I just think that is always so interesting when we hear from someone's point of view, like especially when it's someone who has everything.
Oh,
like the material things.
Yes.
You would think that they would just be totally okay with being by themselves. Or
if what we are being told every day is true, that the best thing to do is not work out through the problems that you're having, but just get a divorce. So you think, oh, she would be happier because she's actually choosing to go down the path where most people do.
Yes.
Yes.
So she says this is not something she wanted. And she says it's very hard. And it's very hard to be a single mom.
So we're dealing with an issue here that she actually did not want the divorce.
That's the quote I saw.
Okay.
She said it's not something she wanted.
But her, what's the guy's name?
So I'm assuming Brad Pitt is the one.
So Brad is the one who wanted the divorce.
That would be my guess.
And what do you do in a situation where one person had believe that they'll be living happily ever after, mm-hmm. and then not, it's not their fault, mm-hmm. so to speak, mm-hmm. but we're having a situation where somebody's actually pulling their dream out of, like just mm-hmm. taking their dream mm-hmm. away that right. they had planned to, they were not planning to leave.
Right, and it's a huge shock.
Yeah, so what do you do huge. There?
I honestly, first I would
so
say...
So they want to leave their best marriage. They want to yeah. stay, but...
I totally, first of all, I would say I am sorry. I feel really bad when those things happen because that is a major, major life disappointment. Like one of the biggest disappointments in life. And I really do feel bad. And I know the ladies at HuffPost would probably think that we're making fun of them by bringing it up. But that's totally not... By the way, I love HuffPost. I'm one of, like, their biggest readers. But I'm just saying, I am not bringing this up to be insulting in any way. I really do feel terrible when these disappointments happen. And I would just... I think that in a... I honestly, I'm at a loss for words when it comes to the emotional support, but I think the first thing that comes to mind for me would be the practical advice, such as looking for a divorce care class.
And what's that?
That would just, I know there's a lot of churches out there and probably a lot of counseling places that offer divorce care where you can join a group and you meet every week and talk about just, well, it could be like a support group, or I think some of them also help you work through why the relationship didn't work out so that before you start a new one,
okay,
you don't carry those same problems with you to the next relationship.
Yes.
So, I mean, that would be my first piece of advice if someone is going through that. I know that's just the practical side of it. There's a huge, huge emotional side. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been met with that type of decision in my life. I hope I'm not. I hope my husband is here to stay.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I hope.
He is.
Honestly, that would be horrible have your spouse. Because they've actually, Brad and Angelina have been together since, like, 2005.
They have.
So this, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I would think that would be a really huge shock. To have your spouse all of a sudden say, we're done. It would just...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I call a huge disappointment, because one person has... This is not what they planned for. And now they have to deal with the idea that although they had... They still felt that they could work it out. The other person just say, we are done. And you can't... It just feels like you can't be in a marriage when one person is already left, but the other person is still hanging on. So you have to come to terms with this this situation, which huge disappointment in your life, where mm-hmm. you are like, okay, this is what happened. It wasn't my choosing.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do they have?
Six.
Six. Yeah. So I have six kids to deal with, and I have a lot of other things to deal with, including the disappointment of a failed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? How do I move on after this? And
mm-hmm.
I like your idea of divorce care, because actually it helps you not get stuck in that, not get frozen in that time where everything just did not go well, and mm-hmm. just be able to move
right.
on.
Right.
So the word is move on, but it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, especially if you feel like you are wronged.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you feel like you are wronged. Especially if you feel like you did everything right,
mm-hmm.
and things just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have six kids,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be a single parent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Absolutely. And this is a really interesting conversation for us, because usually in our blog, we talk about couples who are just kind of dealing with irritation, like mm-hmm. just sort of like, okay, I have these annoying little things going on in my marriage, and oh, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking about separation, kind of thinking about divorce. And then of course we always just encourage people to work it out and just find ways to just make it work. But in this situation where one person has completely checked out.
Yeah. Completely checked out.
That's like a totally different ball game. And so I think that, do you think that you could still find a purpose in all of that disappointment?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's easy, but there's a lot of situations when one door is closed, mm-hmm. God is able to open another door. Right. And again, I'm not saying it's easy, because you have that feeling that I was doing the right thing. That mm-hmm. actually makes it more painful.
Yeah.
Because you're like, dude, I followed all the good steps, and I was actually wanting to mm-hmm. save this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's what happened. He left. And now you have to figure out, okay, what other door is God opening for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
there's actually people who have come from situations like that and actually had, were able to continue their life.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know there is hope
mm-hmm.
after going through something like that, but I can only imagine that in the beginning it would be really, really rough.
Oh yeah.
And it's just I don't know. The reason why I'm even bringing up celebrities as an example is because I just feel like as a culture we look up to them.
Oh yeah.
We expect, like, we almost I don't know, it's almost like we follow their lead. Like mm-hmm. We see everything they're doing. We follow their trends. And so when they start having issues, when they actually start talking about how something is hard.
Yes.
To me, it just comes as a shock. I'm like, whoa. And then it was the same thing when Tariq and Christina.
Who are they?
On HGTV.
Okay.
The flip or flop couple.
Okay.
Announced.
I don't remember them.
That they were splitting. You don't remember Flip or Flop?
Nope.
Oh, come on. So the couple that
What were they doing?
This is part of marriage, folks. We used to watch that show together. So now I have to explain the whole
Really? Yeah. So is it like the two brothers? No.
Property brothers.
Oh, the ones from Texas? So, the couple from Texas?
No, not the couple from Texas. The couple in California. Tariq and Christina. The lady has really long blonde hair. And
The only couple I remember that we watched together was the couple from Texas who fix houses, and they have like a farm.
I think they're doing fine. That's Chip and Joanne.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not them.
Or Joanna. I don't know. But so
which one is this?
So this other couple. Okay, honestly, I was a huge fan of the show. Like, totally looked up to them. I just thought they were like one of the cutest couples ever. And then they announced that they're getting a divorce. And so
I remember them. Are this the one that you were telling me that the husband was going up the mountain?
Yeah, we read that article together. anyway.
Up the mountain to commit suicide or something?
No, I don't think so. That's not him. But that's not what really happened.
Okay.
So I was so totally sad for them. I cannot even. I never knew I could be that disappointed. Like, I could be like, that I could feel that bad for, like, honestly. And then a few weeks later, they were actually scheduled to come to Kansas.
Oh, really?
For a seminar. But because they're not together, they send their team. They send people who work for them to do
the seminar,
the flip or flop seminar or whatever. And so I was like, oh,
did you have tickets?
No, we weren't going to go, but it just, honestly, like, so I saw another article yesterday. So Christina is now dating a guy who has a record, like an arrest record for domestic violence.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, that really made me stop and think, because I was just like, oh my gosh. I've honestly, like, I can't even imagine. You know, like, I'm obviously at a loss for words, and that never happens, right?
I know.
That never happens. I just feel so bad, and I honestly, like, I just can't imagine how hard it must be to go through that situation. So, anyway, the reason why we're here is because we like to just offer encouragement and support. Yes. So, if anyone is going through that situation, just, I mean, keep praying. Just know that there is hope.
Yes.
There's just know that it will get better. Honestly.
Yeah, it will get better. And actually, if you're going through the situation, and actually maybe you're having the feelings right now that maybe the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the stories that we've told you today.
And again, we're not bringing up these celebrities like in a mean way to make fun of them. It's just that it's just so... it's just so shocking.
And the crazy thing is, what you said, I was thinking about as you're talking. So there was a disappointment of somebody wanting to stay in the marriage,
mm-hmm.
and the other person not wanting to be in the marriage. So there's a huge disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And also now I'm finding out as we are talking, there was also another disappointment, which mm-hmm. was now that they are single,
mm-hmm.
and life is not what they thought it will be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another disappointment. So there was the first disappointment, which was like, oh, I can't stand her. I can't stand him. Like, mm-hmm. this marriage is not going to work. So let's right. move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second disappointment, it seems like, oh, the single life is not what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got the quote.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so... for the flip or flop couple, for the longest time, I didn't really know why they were divorcing. I didn't know what the problem was. And so yesterday, the article I read stated, and again, I don't know how credible it is. I think I got it from E! Online.
Guys.
I was just browsing, okay?
It's so, okay. As long as we are getting our news from the National Enquirer.
No, it was not National Enquirer. I promise you. It was like... a bunch of different websites, like, you know how, like, the Google search results, like, everything comes up the same on every website. So I just randomly clicked on E! Online. And so they were saying that the husband would drink and then become verbally abusive to the wife, like, on the set of Flip or Flop. So, again, I don't know if that's the issue. I don't know if that's true.
By the way, we are recording this in September the 12th. So maybe the time you're listening to this, you'll have really known what really happened.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you want to get all the juicy stories, all the juicy celebrity stories, you know where to find them. Just come to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast.
No.
Where you'll get all the juicy celebrity gossip stories.
This is very rare for us. We never talk about Hollywood. Anyways.
So E! Online, what happened again?
So yeah, that's what they're saying. And so anyway, regardless of the reason, obviously there are kids involved, and that just makes it harder for everybody. So yep. we are just saying that...
We're just saying that go and read your latest copy of E-Online. Is it E-Online or National Enquirer to get your best juicy celebrity breakup stories?
That wasn't...
And Whitney has endorsed it, right?
That wasn't the point of this episode, but I just wanted an example. It's easier when we have examples of people that we all know about. Like, we all know who they are, and we're so used to seeing them appearing together. And so, anyway, the whole purpose of this talk is sometimes the grass really does look greener on the other side, but what happens when that green grass turns into a really huge disappointment? That's the point of what we're talking about.
And so what happens?
So again, the first piece of advice that comes to mind is just to look for support. Just because feeling alone in that situation.
But you also need to know, where are you getting the support? So it also comes from like, okay, I'm getting support, but where am I getting the support? Because at that time, everybody's giving you support.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has some kind of support on how to get out of the situation. And 90% of the support they're giving you actually is leading you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you are so vulnerable and you are so ready to get any kind of support and for people to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, you also need to watch out what kind of support you are getting and who is giving you the support.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are Christian based, you can go to people you go to church with who you know are, what do you call it, strong, good people with good morals, people who won't get you into more trouble. Especially at that time when you are so vulnerable, you are so confused, and you don't even know what resources you can use in the community. So if you had a friend, like a lady, a guy friend who's you look up to and who's actually a man of good morals, that's the time you're going to talk to. Mm-hmm. If you have family members who can help you at that time, that's also a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get you through that whole crazy system where you're going to court and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first thing I think is getting help navigating your way through the situation.
Yes.
And then what we'll do is we will actually put a reading list on our website that you guys can check out if you or someone you know is going through this situation. There's one book for women that I do know of. It's called Lady in Waiting. And that I know that is a fantastic book that churches recommend for obviously a woman who is going through this situation. It just helps her know how to transition from married to single and then from single to in a relationship again. But for the guys, we will definitely look for some books and have a recommended reading list if that's of interest.
And it's not E-Online.
No, it's not going to be E-Online. It's not going to be...
So now that you're saying
it's
that...
It's not going to be National Enquirer, I promise.
Now that you're saying that, half of the people will be going to E-Online just to make sure... I would even go to E-Online just to make sure... Just to see what you've been reading.
Read it. It's very... it's like a wake-up call. Because... When I was growing up, I don't remember celebrities talking about a negative side to breaking up. I personally don't remember that. I just remember people glorifying being single, being divorced, being like mad at each other. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's the lens I was about to say that.
Now that you are... Running Live Your Best Marriage.
Maybe, yeah. So maybe now I'm the one who changed. Maybe I'm the one who's noticing that people are saying it's hard. So, but anyway, it's just, that was like a huge, huge, I don't want to say aha moment for me, but that was very, very surprising.
Yeah.
To know that someone who, I mean, appears to have everything they would want.
Yes.
Or they have access to anything they would want to get.
Like the best help, the best counselors, the mm-hmm. best, like the best, mm-hmm. pretty much mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. The latest and greatest technology mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. might even be available to you a few years from now, they might have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. They have nannies.
Yes.
So it's not like... So anyway.
It's not like they can't go for date night.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting point. So, okay, thank you folks once again for listening. We are so excited to have you here. We did not mean for this episode to be a huge downer or to just be totally weird about it, like bringing up National Enquirer and all those things. But
now that the secret is out.
Check it out. Go to E! Online. Read.
Now the secret is out. What you've been reading. No wonder your podcasts are getting more and more exciting.
So our fan base is growing. Our audience is growing. So
yeah.
We need to keep talking about, like... So anyways.
Okay.
So, again, thank you. We will be back in just a few days. And I don't have any... updates, anything new to tell you today, but in the near future we do have some really exciting things coming up. So we've got some ebooks that will be coming out very soon.
Yes.
So probably mid-October. So we are just getting ready for that.
Okay. So folks, until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry? Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.